This is a little bit exciting because it's been there for, or the restaurant was there for quite a few years. So you're actually in the process, I think, of doing a little bit of inside renovation, should say, with carpets and things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I think with the moving on of the restaurant that was there, it's such an awesome spot, and we thought, what a great opportunity to return this space as a community function and event space. So we're getting the paintbrushes out and putting some new carpet down and giving the space a refresh so that hopefully it becomes one of the more iconic event spaces on the coast.
Well, you'd argue to find a more beautiful spot to look at over an evening in summer to be absolutely brilliant, I reckon. With the venue there, it's got a capability of seating up to 150 people, so that would be good for a lot of functions, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had quite a few inquiries already, a number of those being weddings, engagement parties, dinners. We also recently held the club's 85th anniversary dinner there, which was over 100 people, which was a really great way for us to kind of showcase the flexibility of that venue.
And I guess, you know, as you said, you're still doing a lot of work. That would have been basically with the old venue with all the furniture removed. So your next big event, I believe, is going to be an annual ball?
Yeah, that's right. Part of our kind of thinking for this year moving forward is to reconnect some of those links that we have with the community. So what we're trying to do with the space as a club is to organise some more community events where the locals in Penguin or surrounds can really come and engage with the club and join in on activities and find out a little bit more about what the club does. So we've got the ball coming up Saturday the 15th of October. It's a Casino Royale theme, so that kind of James Bond casino style.
Oh, yes, that sounds good.
Yeah, definitely pulling out the tux and the beautiful gowns for that night.
Awesome.
And having some activities, finger food and a band along as well. So it should be a really great night. And we are encouraging anyone to come along, even if you're not connected with the club and you want to find out more or you just want to experience those amazing views, to come along and join in.
The tickets are $30. You can actually book them through BernieTickets.com.au or Joe and Co Cafe in Penguin. And also at the club, which is open, the public bar's open on Fridays from 5:30 to 9:30. So it's a good spot to go for a drink after work on Friday too, by the sound of it.
It is an absolutely beautiful spot for an after work drink on a Friday, especially if you work up the coast and you're heading home. It's so easy just to duck in there to grab a drink. So
absolutely. Now, apart from functions, you've also been having fitness classes and all sorts of things going on as well there. So it's a very flexible venue.
It is, yeah. So there's actually two spaces. One was another space, a smaller space that was built a few years ago, and we use that for training and for fitness and yoga, and there's some boot camps that happen in the main hall as well. So it's certainly a really great flexible space, and it's been well received by the community, which is great for us.
And I guess because it's not in town, it's, you know, a couple of kilometres outside of town, there's no worry about parking or anything like that, is there?
No, it's perfect, actually.
Also, you've got plans to do a bit more development. You're going to put in a children's playground early next year, I believe, as well.
Yeah, definitely. We were lucky enough to receive a Tasmanian Community Fund grant for about $50,000 to build some playground equipment next to the club. And that was kind of a goal that we wanted to achieve as well, was developing that space into an area where families can come on the weekends. The beach is patrolled on the weekends over summer. They're really encouraging people to come down and use the beach. We're also looking at the Nippers, our junior members and their parents, to run a little kiosk down there as well. So not only can you bring the kids and enjoy a safe patrolled beach, you can play on the kids' equipment. There's toilet facilities there, and also
grab an ice cream before you go home.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Well, it sounds like it's all going ahead at 100 miles an hour down there at the moment. So, look, well done to the club. I'm sure that the new venture will be successful, so I don't need to wish you good luck. But thank you for the time this afternoon, Joe.
Thanks for the support, Martin.